If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, so early today you heard me talking to Mary Hours, KDK Television. I started to talk about it before she joined me in the 5 a.m. hour. Could be 60-mile-an-hour winds in this vicinity before the day is done. Lots of rain headed our way. So if you got some trees that are questionable, you may want to keep an eye out. But if you have an issue, the guy that can help is Carlos Grader at Pitt Tree Service. He joins us right now. Their number is 412-884-TREE. That's 412-884-8733. Now, I've been telling you all morning, oak pruning season, why, when, and how. So if you want to talk about oak trees, we can do that. But if you have anything on your mind in the way of trees, it's that time of year going from the fall into the winter season. You got to get certain things done. I've prepared a couple of questions for him, but I really would like you to get this opportunity. He's here this week and next week, a rare opportunity back to back to talk to the pro, Carlos, at Greater Pitt Tree Service. So, Carlos, so say we got these winds coming, and from all intents and purposes, at least 30 to 35, 40 miles an hour, could be as high as 60. What should people be doing this morning that believe they've got some vulnerable trees in their backyard or in their perimeter? What should they be doing? Go ahead. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Robin. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, the winds are coming. There's really not much you could do right now. I mean, it's Sunday. It's hard to call us and get us out in the next couple hours to mitigate any risk. But that's something more you should be aware of throughout the year. You know, obviously, we've been having this violent weather and spring, late summer and spring storms. And now we're probably going to get another round, mid to late fall. So, you know, first of all, you want to look at the trees on your property, kind of make sure that you secure the perimeter of your house. You know, that's the main area we look at when we come out to your property. What's in the hazard zone? You know, where does your house fall in the area where branches might come down or a tree might come down? Because that's the main thing you want to protect. Your home is your main investment. You want to secure that. You want to keep your family safe. So when you call us, we kind of come out again. We're almost like detectives. We come out and like look at the property and see what's going on and figure out what we can do. And that's the main thing. Just giving us a call and getting us out there.
All right. Again, our number is 866-391-1020. Before we take any calls and get rolling with today's topic, I got to talk a little bit about the Central Catholic Vikings football team. Played Seneca Valley Friday and won. The final score, 48-6. Central Catholic running back Jaden Alexander scored 3 touchdowns in the game. So Cello and the boys continue to roll, do they not?
Yes, for sure. And Jaden, he's a great kid. Him and my son are very tight. Spent a lot of time together. They're in the same class. I've watched him come up as a freshman on the freshman team and a lot of JV. And now he's doing it, man. He went through the ranks of Central Catholic football and the system that Lehmeyer's kind of put in place for these kids. And congratulations to him. It couldn't happen to a better kid. He's an awesome kid. Great family, too.
So you're really enjoying being the father and on that journey, right?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm lucky because Cello gets in Fridays. You know, he's on kickoff, and he gets in when the scores run up, and he's on punt return the other night, and then he gets to play Saturday, which is great. What's better than one day of football, 2 days of football? So, and he's doing his thing, you know. He's, again, going through this system that's been put in place, you know, by the new coach, Ryan Lehmeyer, his third year. And, you know, if you come into Central and you're not, you know, a 4 or 5-star recruit right off the bat and not starting right away, that's the system he has in place. You go through your freshman and your JV, and some kids don't get a chance till their senior year to get on the field. And that's okay. It's very competitive there, and everybody knows the deal going into it. It's a great atmosphere. It's a great team right now to be a part of. It's a great culture to be a part of. and I'm just thankful cello's involved in it.
Well, let me tell you, when I was growing up, if you were an underclassman, only until you became a junior did you have a chance to get into the varsity lineup. And because of these schools and dwindling numbers, you have a lot of freshmen in the 1A and 2A schools getting an opportunity on the varsity level. But to do it at Central Catholic, to be an underclassman and to see any varsity time, your son definitely is headed in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. And he puts in his time, man. He's been running scout offense and defense the last 2 years. So he's guarding these elite receivers. He's running routes against these D1, you know, cornerbacks. So iron sharpens iron, and that's how it's done over there.
All right, 866-391-1020. All right, so let's talk about oak pruning season. Why, when, and how? So why should you prune in the dormant season? Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, there's so many benefits to getting us in there, getting us looking at your oak, getting us out there to look at your oak trees. And, you know, sometimes people might have just moved into a property, and a lot of times trees are the first things neglected on a property. So you have to keep up with the oak trees. They're a very finicky tree. I've always said that you can look at an oak tree wrong and kill it. They're just so temperamental. So pruning the right time of year, our rule of thumb is Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day. And that's when they start their dormant season. You know, the beetles that are in the air, you know, the other months throughout the year are pretty much gone that time of year. So there's no sap coming out of the cuts when we make them. Just so many reasons to do it the right way at the right time of the year. We take so much time into consideration into these trees. If we can't get one of our aerial devices to the tree, we climb it. We free climb it. You know, we don't use spikes. We pull ourselves up on ropes up into the canopy of the trees. We navigate through each limb and each branch. We use a lot of hand saws so we don't scar up the tree. We make cuts on the proper angles. We only take about 20 to 25% off the current mass of the tree in any one trimming or pruning. So we're just very, very good at what we do. We have Troy Lampenfeld on board. He's our ISA certified arborist. He's usually the one coming out for that consultation. And whatever he goes over with you, you know, when he's out there, that translates into what gets done when the crew comes out there. We take a lot of pride in it. People have used us for years. You know, we've been in business a long time. So we're getting people every 5 to 7 years, the same customers using us again. And it's an exciting time of year for us. It's fast approaching. And we will fill up for that short season where we're able to prune the oak trees. So, and we already have a ton of oak trees on the board to start pruning when that time comes. So if you want to get us out there, now's the time to call us before we fill up. Call us. We get Troy or one of the salesmen out there. We get you, go through the whole consultation. We're very thorough, and then we get you on board for when it's time to get out there and trim them.
All right, listen, if you have a question, 866-391-1020, and with this impending weather, maybe you're just kind of curious looking out the window. Obviously, they're not coming out today, but if you want to know about, is there a possibility, something to be concerned about, maybe have a follow-up tomorrow to get them out there to start actually walking the perimeter on a regular basis with their plant health care, and that way you have these monthly and quarterly checkups so you know exactly where you stand, you need to give us a call. 866-391-1020. And it doesn't have to be about our topic today. Anything in the way of tree questions that you need answered, all of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. And if you want to directly leave a message today, you can do that as well at the business, Greater Pitt Tree Service for Carlos and Company, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But again, our number right now, 866-391-1020. So what is oak wilt exactly? And really, one of the reasons that you prune in the dormant season like now, starting obviously late October, November, is to prevent something like oak wilt. But explain a little bit more about oak wilt and why it can be so devastating.
Oak wilt's the main disease that oak trees are susceptible to, and it's spread a number of ways, usually through the beetles that are kind of seeking out the oak trees that might have an open wound, maybe a branch broken in the in the summer or spring, and now it has an open wound that these beetles are attracted to. And it's quick, man. They can go from, you could have a healthy tree, and then a month or two later, the oak wilt just kind of infests it and spreads through it. And then once that tree gets it, it's possible for it to spread through the root system if there's other oak trees on your property, or if there's a tree in the neighborhood that maybe had oak wilt disease. So that's Mother Nature, man. It's hard to keep up with her and combat everything that she throws out there, but we're able to. We have applications through our plant healthcare to keep the oak trees healthy. We get out there in the proper time of year to prune these trees to kind of keep them healthy, because the trees do have kind of they do have an immune system. And when the tree's neglected or hasn't been pruned in a long time or has a lot of dead and disease throughout the tree, that's when they're susceptible to oak wilt disease. So that's when you take a look at the tree or call us, and we could say, yeah, you're due for, you know, good class A prune job, a full details, what we call it. We take off some lower hanging branches. We thin out the center mass so sunlight and air can penetrate the thick canopy, and we get all the dead and disease out of the tree so it's not susceptible to the oak wilt disease, which is airborne. It's out there, so you really want to keep these trees healthy.
Yeah, and these are major investments, but more importantly, they're such a big part of the landscape of your home. That's right, the biggest investment that anyone will ever make, so you want to make sure that you do it right, and nobody does it better than Greater Pitt Tree Service in Carlos. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. 8733. If you have a question, now's the time to call. The hour will get away from us quickly. 866-391-1020. We are discussing oak pruning season. Why, when, and how. But anything on your mind in the way of trees, you need to call us. Don't miss out this opportunity. 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, so to come today, next hour, Accurate Solutions on a very busy Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. Steelers off until Green Bay next Sunday night. But Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette will kick off our show. We'll look back at that disappointing loss against Cincinnati. Also a big win for Pitt. Tough loss for my buddy Terry Smith, that interim coach at the Penn State Nittany Lions, who faced Iowa yesterday and lost a heartbreaker by 1 point. We'll talk about that. And a weekly guest now that we're so happy to have, my buddy Jerry Schmidt, head coach of the Duquesne Dukes. They shout out Mercyhurst yesterday. So we'll have him on. Plus, we pick our weekly winners against the spread. So busy, busy day still to come on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. Right now, though, we're talking about trees. In particular, we've got Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. And it's that time of year, so we're talking oak pruning season, why, when, and how. But if you have any tree-related questions, I highly urge you to give us a call, because the hour will go by quickly. And if you want to just call and leave your information, and they will get back to you first business day, you can reach them at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Now, they are a living creature, but they are not of the human element, but they do have a lot of similar things that we deal with. So explain pruning and stress and how it can relieve stress when it comes to these mighty trees. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, that you hit it right on the nose. I mean, when a tree, especially an oak tree, might break a branch or has a large limb that got busted in a windstorm, and it has that tear or that wound there, it does bleed out. Like if you cut your arm off, basically, you're going to bleed out. And the oak trees have sap that come out of the trees on these open wounds. So, and that's what attracts the beetles to it. So, yeah, there's a lot involved in it. And we're really good at coming out there and looking at the tree and seeing what's going on with it and what it needs. And oak trees are awesome. You know, they grow really slow. So they've been in these yards for a long time, and we want to keep them there. And if there's something we can do through our plant healthcare, any application we can do, we'll recommend that. And then if we see that it hasn't had a pruning recently, and then we'll come in and meet with the customer and tell them what we're going to do to the tree to keep it healthy. It adds a lot of longevity to these trees, and you definitely don't want to neglect the oak trees.
You know, I was alluding to my grandmother last hour. We were talking about pasta and cooking, and my grandmother used to always say, because it'd make me get a crew cut or a buzz cut in the summer, and I'd always say, I don't want to do it. And she would say, listen, the secret is if you get your hair trimmed and get a really good cut, a buzz cut, it'll come back thicker and fuller in the fall, which wasn't true. They just wanted me to get a haircut. But it is true when it comes to trimming these trees. So when spring rolls around, they do come back happier and healthy, do they not?
Yeah, a lot of times these trees are supporting too much growth, especially the oak trees. And because they pull their growth so slow, the rain, has to seep through the ground and the roots process it and pull it up through the trunk. And it's a very slow process. So if the oak tree's kind of congested with too many branches and limbs on it and you can't see any daylight through the center of the tree, that means it's just supporting too much growth. So almost like a haircut, same thing. Like we get in there, we thin it out, and what's left there is able to become more healthier and adds a lot of longevity to the tree. And if you're doing it regularly over, the 5 to 7 years when we recommend, doing the oak tree, sometimes people haven't had it done in a while, or they moved into a property and they got to bite the bullet because it's a little expensive for us to come out there. I mean, sometimes we spend a whole day on one tree trimming it, where I could probably cut the tree down in half that time. But because we're want to end up with something aesthetically pleasing and practice proper pruning techniques, it's so time consuming to do these oak trees and to navigate through every limb and branch on the tree with a handsaw and get all the dead branches out of there and thin it out. So it's very involved, and sometimes when we come out and we're going over it with the customer and we let them know the price, and they're like, wow, that's, I didn't think it would be that much. And we say, well, look, the good news is you're not going to have to touch this tree for 5 to 7 more years. And it looks like it hasn't been done in 10 years. So let's call it 15 years. That money, gets spread out in those 15 years. And then it's only, you got to make it make dollars and cents for the homeowners, because it is a big expense. So once we, let them know it that way, they're like, okay, I get it. It's a, a couple dollars a year to keep this beautiful oak tree healthy on my property. And then they're more receptive to what the price is that first time.
Listen, trees are very sentimental to me for a number of reasons, but just to give you an idea, and I knew we were going to be talking about oak trees because we were communicating during the week. So I drove by, and enjoy your son while you have him at this age, because once they get out of school and college and start their own life, it's you got to make an appointment to see him. So I'm always trying to get caught up with my kids. And my middle child, 26 years of age, got a good job, bought a house around the corner from where I used to basically spend my childhood, where I raised my kids as well. And my cousins used to live in this house. Well, I was in this neighborhood on my bike all the time. So my son buys a house right around the corner. So I go over to say hello, and obviously he's out and about, but I noticed that his trash receptacles were still down on the street corner. So I decided to take him up to his house, and I'm walking around. Now, I've watched these oak trees grow through the years since my childhood, because the house has been there since the 60s. And my son is there now, and I've been telling him, I'm saying, look, you got to get a hold of Carlos probably next year, because it's going to be about time, because he's got other stuff he's got to handle. And I'm standing in his backyard, Carlos, and I was admiring your company even more. I cannot believe how humongous these trees are, but I also realized how tiny it makes his house look, these giant trees. So if not for anything, the biggest investment you make, obviously my son is a young homeowner, you have to take care of these oak trees, because that expense could be a whole lot worse if you don't stay on top of them, especially if you let it go and then you have a day like today where you get 60-mile-an-hour winds and they end up on the roof.
Yeah, and that's another thing we tell the customers when we come out there and go over what it would cost to do it. We consider a full detail on the oak tree, the elevating, the deadwood, and the Class A prune job thinning out the center canopy. And, we tell them, well, it's either, you know, spend a little bit on that. Or guess what? To remove this, like you said, they're huge oak trees. And a lot of times they're in these little postage stamp yards in these communities. And guess what? To remove that tree, you're definitely going to not like that price, because it's very specialized how we would have to come in with our crane or spider lift or climb it and rope every single branch down one at a time. So it's better just to spend that little bit of money on the maintenance, like anything else in your home. You know, you're going to change the air filters in your furnace. You know, you're going to wash your windows. You're going to clean your gutters. You're going to trim your trees. It's just, that's part of being a homeowner. It's an expense. And, you know, you also want to use the right company. And that's kind of where we come in. I drive around and I can tell an oak tree that's been pruned improperly or the wrong time of the year. People call us out and I could see that there were spike marks on the trunk where somebody just put spikes on and climbed right up it because it was easier for them. So we do everything right. We take a lot of pride in it. I have a photographic memory, so I drive through all of Pittsburgh and the surrounding areas, and I'm like, yeah, I did that tree. I trimmed that tree. Look how good it looks. And I take a lot of pride in it.
Well, I got to tell you, though, as I was there at mid-morning by myself before coming into work, you know, some wind chimes in the background. It was a beautiful sun-drenched day, and there were some still leaves on this beautiful, like, umbrella-like, just giant oak tree. And the sunlight was coming through, and I hear the wind chimes in the back, and the breeze is blowing. They are truly a beautiful tree, are they not?
Yeah, that's a great visual. I just closed my eyes and pictured all that. Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, if you want to experience that and you want to keep it going and you want to be able to pass it on to the next homeowner, that's where we come in. You know, we come out there with our plant healthcare division, and Troy has an application to keep these trees healthy to pass them on to your kids, or, you know, the next homeowner can experience that, because it is, it's a great thing, to what you just described, you know, seeing the leaves blowing through the wind and hearing the wind chimes. And it's awesome to have these big trees on your property.
Listen, I can remember riding my bike in that neighborhood and coming down through that yard because of the hill, and we had the little Stingray bicycle, and we do the little jump over the dirt pile. A lot of great memories, and a lot of people that I truly love who sadly are no longer here. But my son, the next generation, is going to carry on the great tradition. So it's good stuff. These trees are all about family and things that you want to keep a part of your life and future members of the family and keep them thriving and alive. And this is what they do at Greater Pitt. He's the real deal from Greenfield. He's a Pittsburgher. He cares. He puts his heart and soul into every project, as does his workers. Don't miss out the opportunity. Call them, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But now we're going to get to the phones, because it's going to get busy, as it always does in the third and fourth segment. Wide open, every line waiting for you. Any oak tree pruning question, any tree question, you need an answer, you've got the guy, a neighbor. He is Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. The number, 866-391-1020. We'll take your calls in a couple of minutes.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we're just rolling through our marathon Sunday. Still much more to come. Accurate Solutions next hour, then 2 hours of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. But right now, my buddy Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, taking your calls. We're talking oak pruning season, why, when, and how, or any tree-related question. Here's Sally in Oakland. She's got a question about an oak tree. Hey, Sally, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Okay, I want to tell you about, we've got so many squirrels. I love oak trees. And then you have to clean up the leaves. First of all, the tree doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the city. Can't prune it because it's a city tree, but it's on my property. But it doesn't stop shedding the leaves until January or something like that. The tree is gorgeous, but it's not being well taken care of.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sally. And you live in Oakland. Like, where else are there going to be big oaks but in Oakland, right? So, anyways, the city trees, yeah, you can actually have us come out. We have a great relationship with the city of Pittsburgh and their forestry division. and we could come out and look at the tree. And yeah, they kind of prioritize dead and hazardous trees, and the trimming and pruning and maintenance of these oak trees kind of get pushed aside. But we can do it. We would submit a permit to the forestry division, and you would fill it out. It's a $55 fee to the city, and you would, you know, kind of list in there why you want to trim it and maybe cut down on the acorns and the dead branches falling on your property.
When there's a storm and the wind or whatever, it is self-pruning. I can't tell you, but the limbs have just come off and land on your property. I mean, I'm talking limbs, big, heavy limbs.
Yeah, you're right. Oak trees do prune themselves. They detach their dead quicker than other trees. They have a mechanism when that they detach that dead, and it's over your cars.
We had this last, not too long ago, all these uprooting trees, you know, in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they were out there right away cleaning up for those trees, but they won't come for the oak trees.
Well, like I said, Sally, we can trim it. You know, you would have to pay us, you know, to do it, but at least it gets done. And the city, when they see our name on the permit, they know it's going to be done right. So if that's something you want to explore, give us a call, and we can get Troy out there. We could get that permit submitted, and if you wanted to, you know, be the one to kind of foot the bill for it, because unfortunately, it's probably not going to get done by the city anytime soon. They're just inundated. They have a very small forestry division.
Right. Then we have to contend with it, with the squirrels. I mean, they're digging up what they planted not too long ago.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, the only thing I could tell you is it's also, you know, part of that contract we enter into when we live in the city and have the tree-lined streets. We're going to kind of feel the adverse effects from that. So it's a give and take for sure. And, you know, if you wanted us to come out, you know, and give us a call, we could get out there and see what we can do for you. But I appreciate the call. I like talking about it. I like Oakland. I grew up in Greenfield. We're neighbors. So, you know, I like coming out to Oakland. I drive through there every day on my way to Central Catholic, taking my son to school.
412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. And that kind of, you know, I've been talking a lot about the city finances. I've had City Controller Rachel Heisler on, you know, talking about post-COVID now and how that money's kind of disappeared. So we could have some issues unless we get some things straightened out. So you may be more busy than ever because these trees keep growing no matter what's going on with the government, right?
Yeah, in the city of Pittsburgh, they do sub out a good portion of their tree work to private contractors because they really can't handle everything that all the trees that we have in the city. And they prioritize, you know, the trees that fall or maybe dead on the street, you know, over somebody's house, something like that. So, the city, it's like everyone seems broke right now. The city, the country, the government, you know, everything. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but the residents, you know, we get a lot of calls, and we do remove and trim a lot of city trees. You know, they got to go through the protocol of submitting that application, and it's $55 fee, but it's well worth it. You know, at least it gets it done. That's all, and that's all kind of that matters in the long run.
All right, bottom line is pay me now or pay me later when you're dealing with these beautiful oak trees. All right, Patrick in McCandless. Anybody else, get in here, 866-391-1020. As I told you, always gets busy in the third and fourth segment, so you still have time to call and get those tree-related questions answered. Hey, Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, first of all, Rob, we love listening to you, my wife and I, and for a long time we've been listening to you, so keep up the good work.
I appreciate that. Well received. Thank you, sir.
Cool. We're out in McCandless, and we have these oak trees in our yard, and they are huge, and they're beautiful, but like that lady said, lots of stuff comes down in the storms, but one of our trees in the back, it kind of has these, it's almost like a mushroom growing out of the side, you know, and it's like oozing out of the side. And then at the bottom, I notice it's like kind of like, I don't want to say totally rotted away, but is there anything I can do about that?
Yeah, the mushrooms on an oak tree are a really bad sign. I wish I had better news for you. Yeah, that's a sign of possibly oak wilt disease. The mushrooms, you know, those grow out of rot. You know, mushrooms grow out of decay. So there's some decay in that tree to spawn that growth. It kind of comes from the inside out. Yeah, I mean, it's case by case. You know, it would be something that I would love to come out and look at and see what's going on, because you said you have multiple trees, and if one has it, it's probably going to spread, but we can maybe take that tree out and really obliterate and grind the stump and roots out of there, and kind of we trench out that area so that it doesn't spread through the root system to the other trees. So, you know, there's hope for the other trees that don't have it, but the one that has it, it's probably going to be a removal.
Okay. And then another thing is, we noticed so many nuts coming out of the trees this year. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that, and it's cyclical, and I'm not sure the exact, you know, time frame or how many years, but it seems like this year a lot of people have been calling us and saying that, you know, that the acorns are just like dropping constantly, and they come down with a little bit of force. I was parked in somebody's driveway the other day and they had an oak tree, and they hit your car, man. You hear it, or a couple hit me in the head and you feel it. So yeah, it's just part of having that oak tree on your property.
Okay, thanks for the info.
Yeah, right. Give us a call, Patrick, please.
All right, appreciate it. All right, tell them about the plant health care, which you have available at Greater Pitt Tree Service, that can keep people in the know throughout the calendar year. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're so excited about it. We're, you know, in our second year of it, and we got a rock star certified arborist, Troy Lampenfeld. I mean, if he doesn't know about it, it probably doesn't exist. I mean, he went to the University of Dayton for arboriculture. He keeps up on so many certifications and classes he does through a lot of these Penn State courses that are offered. And, you know, as far as the oak trees, there's so many things we can do for them, you know, other than prune, do maintenance pruning and structural pruning. A lot of times these oak trees are on the property where the soil in the ground is really hard. You know, it's a hard, compacted clay, hard pan that we have in our area. And when it's raining, when it rains, the water doesn't seep through as easily. So what we do is we come in, we do a root collar excavation. We have a air spade that's hooked up to a big compressor, and we blow out all that compacted soil and ground around the tree and the root system. And we expose all that. It's kind of like, you know, it can get like a big, deep breath of air once it's exposed. And then we put down a nice new layer of soil on there that's more receptible to the rainwater that, you know, has to seep through the tree, sit through the ground. The roots have to process it and pull it up through the tree. So if your ground's really hard and compacted, call us, because it is so vital to the health of the oak tree to be able to get it more water than it's getting right now. And then we have some fertilization that we can use on the oak trees. Yeah, Troy comes out there, and at the end of the day, he's going to come up with something that's so beneficial to your tree, your oak tree, and everything else on your property, any plants or shrubs, any other species of trees on the property. But to do a couple of those applications we have for the oak trees, it's going to add so much longevity to the tree, and it's going to prevent you from paying that big price tag to remove the oak tree.
All right, listen, we have for one more break, then we'll come back. If you still want to get in under the wire, you have a tree-related question, and in particular, oak pruning. That's what we're talking about today. Now would be the time to call us, because we're almost done for this week. Good news, though, got him back-to-back. He's coming back next Sunday as well in the 9 o'clock hour. He and Troy Lampenfeld, such a big part of our weekend lineup. Always proud to talk to Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Their number is 412-884-TREE. 412-884-8733. You can actually call today, leave your information, first and last name, and a working number. They can reach you throughout the week. But if you have a tree-related question now, last call, time to call. Right now, one more segment to go, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, this is our final segment with Carlos, but as I mentioned, back for a command performance, Greater Pitt Tree Service, a week from today, same time, same station. And now, as I told you, getting busy on the phone line, so if you have a question, 866-391-1020, let's say hello to, we've got Mike in Bell Vernon. Hi, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I have a question. First of all, thanks for taking my call. I had a tree cut down about 2 years ago, some sort of oak tree, very tall, about maybe 30, 35 feet. Trunk was about, well, the trunk is about 2 feet in diameter, and it kind of grew into a fence. So the folks who cut it down could only cut it down as high as the fence. So anyhow, problem I'm having is it's starting to grow. Well, it is growing back with the branches, and I'm getting a tree again. Now, I used stump remover on it. I drilled, maybe a dozen half-inch holes through the trunk. I used copper tubing. I found it in copper tubing. I've used vinegar, Epsom salts, and actually hydrochloric acid, and this thing just won't die. Any suggestions?
Yeah, you went through all the old-school Pittsburgh remedies to get rid of that stump. That's what the old-timers did, a lot of those applications. And, I mean, unfortunately, Mike, the only fail-safe for sure 100% way to get rid of it, probably have to take that fence down and get us in there with the stump grinder, if it's accessible with the stump grinder, because it's a big machine. And we would come in and grind the stump and the root system out of there and put the fence back up, because they left the trunk high enough where it's still pulling growth, and that's why you're getting those shoots coming off the stump. And until you grind it out of there, you're going to have a kind of an uphill battle. It's going to be a long process before it's gone. Even if those solutions and applications work that you're trying, it's not a quick process where I could grind that stump. I could be done in 2 hours and that whole thing's gone, but you've got to take the fence down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'd like to come out and see it. I like a nice little drive out to Bell Vernon, and we could come out and take a look at it and see what we could come up with for you.
Okay, I got your number.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Mike, good stuff. Listen, before I let you go, you know, we have such love for Central Catholic, and obviously your son goes there, and I've been there many times and good friends with Ryan Lehmeyer. But can you imagine what it must have been like right out of St. Regis when that young man from Panther Hollow was a freshman and he stepped on the practice field for the first time, talking about Danny Marino, and those coaches looked at him throwing the football thinking, there must be a God, right, Carlos?
Yeah, I mean, from what I hear, he was a better baseball player than football player at first. But yeah, what a great story. I mean, it's something to brag about when you travel or you talk about Pittsburgh and tell them your kid goes to Central Catholic. Oh, Dan Marino went there. And it's just part of the whole allure to have that involved in the whole equation and in the story of it. And then him going on to Pitt, and wish he would have went to the Steelers, but he didn't. But yeah, what a great story. I mean, Bill Hillgrove narrates a great story, I think, on, I forget where they aired, on ESPN or something about it. And I mean, he was the crown prince. I mean, no one had it better than him. And he had a great run in youth football, high school football, college football. He was able to walk to all three of those. It's just a great story.
Absolutely. All right, before we let you go, let's just kind of finish up. Things people need to know in season, why you're doing what you're doing, and also your plan, healthcare, everything that is Greater Pitt Tree Service. We call him Carlos because he's one of ours from the great city of neighborhood Pittsburgh. So the final minute, all yours. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, it's a great time, you know, to be a part of the community, and we're entering the season where we're trimming and pruning trees that become dormant, primarily the oak trees, but also elm trees and any flowering or fruit producing trees. You know, this is our season's kind of divided, you know, and we're getting close to that time, and I can't wait. I can't wait to get out there and start working on these big oak trees and seeing how professional my crew is and how thorough they are and the reviews we get from the customers. So it's just so exciting to be a part of that. And then just to be a part of the whole KDKA family. Like you say, we had this segment on before you, and we got these ones coming up, Coons Market and Jerry Schmidt, Duquesne football, and Black and Gold. And I'm a part of all that. I really, really enjoy it. I'm so thankful that, you know, our paths crossed and I'm able to have this platform. It's just Pittsburgh, KDK, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Iron City Beer, Mancini's Bread, the Steelers, Pitt Panthers. You know, it's all part of Pittsburgh, and I'm just happy to be mentioned in those sentences.
Speaking of Pitt, Sal Cinceri, the great recruiter, we had that relative, Jimmy Cinceri, on earlier today. So we are one big family here in the great city of neighborhoods, Pittsburgh, and he's the pride of Greenfield, Pennsylvania. He's Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Carlos, always a pleasure and honor to be with you, and we'll do it again next week, okay?
Yeah, real quick, Sal was one of our coaches over at the Greenfield Cougars back in the day. So it all... It's all, you know, Greenfield. It always gets pushed in the center of things. And so, yeah, man, we were lucky. Lucky to have all of that. And thanks for having me, Rob, and we'll see you next week.
Nobody better than Carlos, man. I really like that guy a lot. He's just so Pittsburgh, man. People love him. And you know what? He works every job like it's a family member. I mean, his crew is amazing. All right, let me get a break in here and also get an hour break. I'm going to kick back and listen to Accurate Solutions with you, some financial news and notes. And then... At 11 o'clock, it's Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette kicking it off. We'll talk about the Steelers' disappointing loss to Cincinnati. Look ahead to Green Bay. Also, another week in the National Football League. We pick our weekly winners against the spread. And Jerry Schmidt of the Duquesne Dukes drops by to talk about their big win against Mercyhurst. Please don't touch that dial. Your Pratt Pack for a Sunday morning on KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.